We want to welcome you again this morning. I say this morning, please forgive me. We want to welcome you again today to the ministry here at Grace Baptist Church, the Sunday school part of our ministry, a Bible study. We're praying for you. I hope that you are praying for us. Today, in our Sunday school, we want to cover, I will build my church. Christ speaking, I will build my church. And when he speaks of his church, he's speaking of his bride, the spiritual body of believers who he will gather together at the last day to be with him for all eternity. The message today concerns the word right in the middle of that title. I will build my church. We want to look today very closely at the word build. The depth of the meaning of that word, as used in the Holy Scripture, is significant to understanding what Christ is doing for us and doing in us. We want to begin today a bit of a word study, which I love to do, which I believe is so helpful. I pray that is true with you. A word study today from Strong's New Expanded Exhaustive Concordance of the Bible to see the two primary parts of speech that are used, and that's usually the case when we deal with these words. First, we want to deal with the verb part of that word having to do with build, the action word. It means to be a house builder, to construct. As a verb, just straight up literally, it means to build a house. From that, we get the sense of building anything. It's used metaphorically as well in the scripture, which means it's used symbolically in the sense of, now listen, in the sense of edifying, promoting the spiritual growth and development of character of believers by teaching or by example, suggesting such spiritual progress as the result of patient labor. The patient labor of building, the patient labor of edifying. Now, of course, I took that information from Strong's and read most of it to you. Now to the noun part, and here we are speaking of a thing and even persons here. It speaks of architecture, a structure. It denotes a building or edification. Now, I think that most of us have heard the word edifice. And of course, you just go a little further and you have edification. An edifice in the sense of a building. So I hope that gives us a little insight into what we're going to be dealing with today by looking at those words. So often, if I use the word builder, if I use the word built, if I use the word building, if I use the word house, it all comes from that group of Greek words having to do with edification. I want us to begin, as far as reading from the scriptures, by looking into the context of where our title comes from, and that is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16. We're going to be reading verses 13 through 18. I'm reading from the New King James Version. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do human beings, now I've changed that from men, because that's really what it says here. Who do human beings say that I, the Son of Humanity, am? Yes, not the Son of Man, because Christ did not come from anything having to do with the male of our race, human beings. The Holy Spirit of God implanted him in the womb of the Virgin Mary. So, again, he is the Son of Humanity. So they said, some say John the Baptist. Who he says, who am I? They say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, Christ says to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Though not yet regenerated, the Father revealed that to Peter. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Hence we get our title, I will build my church. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The rock, folks, as I've covered in another study at pretty good length, the rock is not Peter, nor is it Peter's faith. There's only one rock, spoken of numerous times in our scripture. There's only one rock upon which the church must be built. The church, the body of Christ, the spiritual body of Christ, cannot be constructed upon anything or anyone but the chief cornerstone, that rock who is Christ and Christ alone. A few things that we need to understand about Christ's church. Number one, it is not a physical building like a physical house. We speak of spiritual things in this lesson. That's what we're here to do, and that's to speak of spiritual things. And the scripture is our only written commentary, our only written record, our only written testimony. I want us to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm going to be reading the first 8 verses. That's right. For we know that if our earthly house, folks, that is your physical body, flesh and blood, flesh and bones. For we know that our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed. If, oh my goodness gracious, the whole meaning of this sentence. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now here he speaks of our resurrected spiritual body. We don't have that yet. It's eternal in the heavens, but it's going to happen at the last day when Christ returns, and we're resurrected from the dead if we've died. If we've not died, we're going to be changed, and we're all going to receive that spiritual body. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our house, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent, in this physical body today, groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. And of course there he means eternal life. A oneness with Christ, a oneness with God the Father for all eternity. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has also given us the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of Christ, folks, as a guarantee. The eternal Spirit of God in us, giving us, and when I say that, it's our spirit that we're talking about here, folks. We're not talking about this earthly body now, but this eternal Spirit is giving our spirit now eternal life. Our spirits have eternal life even now if we have been saved by the one true God. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, again, this physical body, we are absent from the Lord in our new spiritual body that we will receive. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Again, we're speaking of spiritual things. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And again, the focus there is in a new resurrected body. Now, for further record, and I speak of the scripture, of our eternal spirit in our natural body, we look to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Folks, you know, as a human being today, you're in a natural body. And as you grow older, you find out more and more about the fact that this thing is dying. It's not getting any better. It's getting old and it's going to be going away. But we have a spirit. We have a regenerated spirit. We have the Holy Spirit in this natural body even now. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Coming to him, coming to Christ, a living stone, rejected by humanity, but chosen by God, precious. You also, as living stones, are being built a spiritual house. Again, folks, this human body is going to be gone, but this spirit is being built even now, a spiritual house. Your individual eternal spirit is a building from God. And these individual buildings, these spirits, are being built as a spiritual house. The church, Christ's church. Just how does Christ build this church today? How has he been building this spiritual body? Now we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to again do sort of a narrative here. So if you folks would please just listen. You can go back and look at Ephesians chapter 4 if you like. But it's more important that for the moment you listen to what we're reading. Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Folks, we received an effectual call. We were birthed again from above. We were regenerated. We were equipped with that which is necessary unto salvation. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering or patience, bearing with one another in love. Folks, this is central to our message today. Bearing with one another in love. Endeavoring, working at, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit of God, in the bond of peace. One body and one spirit. The same spirit indwells us all. There is, even in our natural spirits, a oneness of our spirits as we are being built as the church of God, the bride of Christ. Just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Folks, this doesn't speak of water baptism here. There's only one baptism unto eternal life, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Water baptism does not save you. Titus chapter 3, saved by the washing of regeneration, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. If you are a Christian today, you have this self same spirit indwelling you, the Spirit of Christ, making us one with God the Father and God the Son, and one with one another. Therefore, we should love one another. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now, we're going to skip down to these gifts that the Lord Jesus gave. And he himself gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Folks, there are no apostles today. There are no prophets today. We do have evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Now, today, what are these men for, these evangelists, pastors, and teachers? And of course, we profit from the apostles and prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T. We profit from the apostles and prophets by reading the scriptures, by the word of God written. These evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying, of the body of Christ, for the building of the body of Christ, for the construction of the body of Christ. A house, the body of Christ, the church, a house which is people. A house which is people. Now, looking at these ministers, I want to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9. We speak of these ministers of today, and we, of course, are going to touch upon the apostles here as well. Who then is Paul and who Apollos? But ministers through whom you believed as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, says Paul, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one. And each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Now, what is that labor, folks? It's edifying the church. It's building the church. It's constructing the church. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's field. The church is God's field. God's building. And again here, folks, we're not talking about the earthly body today that we're in. We're talking about our spirits. That's the building that is being constructed That's the church that is being built today. And goodness gracious, here we see God using men as these fellow laborers together with the Lord God himself. Back to Ephesians chapter 4. Till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect person, a complete person, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. You see, we're being constructed with sound doctrine by men called by the Spirit of God to construct in the building of the church. By the trickery of men, we're not having that done by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love. Remember, I told you we need to zero in on that. That is central to our message today. Our love one for another. We have the teachers here, the teachers of God's people, constructing the church along with Christ, speaking the truth in love. May grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. That is the goal of those who teach the people of God. Speaking the truth in love, building the church of God spiritually, that church might grow up in all things into Christ, who is the head, Christ. From whom the whole body, now what are we talking about there? Body, the spiritual body, the body of spirits, which comprise the church, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. We're all involved in one way or another, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causing growth of the body for the edifying of itself. The members working one among another in love, causing the body for the causing growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. In love. Folks, the Church of Christ can't be built without love. You can't lord it over people. You can't be pushing people. You can't be forcing people. You must be doing this in love. That's the only attitude that will build Christ's church. Now, what we've seen there, I'm just going to put this in a capsule, what we've just read. Once God regenerates his people, the new birth equips them by the power of the Holy Spirit of God to exercise an ability to cause growth in the church, which is building us into a house of love. I mean, how will people know us? By our love one for another. We are a house of love. I'm not talking about, mishy-mashy stuff. I'm talking about commitment one to another, whereby we do what is necessary, when possible, to edify one another, to build one another, to construct one another into this bride of Christ, God. God is going to cause that to happen. This church, this building into a house of love, every part in that building does its share in this spiritual construction. Again, thanks be to God. I'm going to prove this from the scripture, that it's God who causes that to happen in the building of the church that Christ is going to bring about. Christ is going to do the edifying through his people. Ephesians 2:10. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. We are walking. God is causing the growth. We've already seen that when we looked over there in Corinthians. Colossians 3:19 also expresses that fact. Christ, from whom all the body, the spiritual body of Christ, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, working together in love, grows with the increase from God. From God. Every joint, every ligament, every part of the body is doing its part, but it's God who brings forth the increase. Now, these texts, I pray, help you and I more fully to grasp how Christ is building his church. And when I say that, you've got to realize this is talking about Christ building his church on this earth today. So then, as the scripture says, so then we should pursue. Now, I think your King James say follow after. Pursue is a better word here because a pursuit is something that we are going after with all our energy. We should pursue the things of peace and the things for the edification among one another. Folks, Christ will not build his church except his people are edifying one another. And he will get that done. He is going to work in us to will and to do of the good purpose of building the church. Now, I ask myself this question. I'm going to ask it of you as well. I need to take a hard look here because I see that I need to do a little bit more myself by way of being motivated by the love I have for the people of God. I need to pray. I need to ask God to give me a greater measure of the love of Christ for his people. Are you and I, actively engaged in prayer one for another? You know, we can slack off there. Are we engaged in thoughts of love and concern for one another? And are those thoughts and concerns to the degree, and they must be, that if needed and if possible, we will do what we can in the construction of our brothers and sisters in Christ? We're talking about spiritual things here, folks, but that could involve helping them by means of carnal things. Are we building one another as Christians? Are you and I involved in building one another as Christians? I'm guilty of trying to show people what I know sometimes. It's not a good thing. You know, we may know this, and we may know that, but do we love one another? Do we love one another? I'm going to close now, and that doesn't mean immediately, but in a not too long period of time, we want to close with 1 Corinthians 8:1. We know that we all have knowledge. That's what the scripture says there. We know that we all have knowledge. In other words, everybody knows something about something. But folks, knowledge puffs up, as the scripture said in that spot, 1 Corinthians 8:1. Knowledge puffs up. It makes you prideful. But the sentence ends with, but love edifies. Love is involved in building. Love is involved in construction. And again, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. If we love one another, and we must, or we're not Christians, if we love one another, we will do what is necessary to build His church. And folks, that may require some stern rebukes and strong discipline done in the attitude of love in the bride of Christ. That church will prevail against the gates of hell. Christ has made it to be so. That church will prevail against the gates of hell because Christ is its maker and its builder. Now listen, and He uses His people. Listen to this. He uses His people who are that spiritual building in the very construction of that spiritual building. And what do we say to that? Oh, the depth of the riches of both the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Not His way, excuse me, not our way, but His. Oh, the depth of the riches of both the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable His judgments and His ways past finding out. You're not going to figure it out. It's going to be God working in you to will and do of His good pleasure in the building of His church. Thanks be to God.